after Jesus was baptized, he got a feeling from the Spirit of God that he should go to the wilderness. So he went out to the desert, to an empty and lonely place where there were no other people. And in fact, there wasn't even really anything to eat there. And Jesus was there for 40 days and 40 nights. And all that time he didn't eat anything, so you can imagine how hungry he was by the end of that time. And that was when Jesus faced his temptations. Now, temptation is something that we want to do, but we know we probably shouldn't. But we really kind of want to, but we know we shouldn't. Well, that's a temptation. So the tempter said to Jesus, "Well, I guess you think you're a pretty special guy, and you figure God has some special work for you to do. So why don't you take these rocks laying around here in the desert and turn them into bread? That way you'll have something to eat and you won't be so hungry." But Jesus said, "People need more than food. People need most of all the Word of God and the guidance of God." And that's how Jesus resisted the first temptation. Well, the tempter then thought, maybe I can trap him by quoting scripture. Maybe I can trick him. So he took Jesus up to the very highest part of the highest building in the biggest city and said, "How about you jump off this building? You're the Son of God, right? So it says in the scripture that angels will rush to your rescue. Angels will catch you in their arms. Angels won't let you get hurt." Jesus said, "I know that God loves me. I don't have to make God prove it. I am not going to be jumping off any buildings. The scripture says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." And so Jesus saw that it was a trap and he resisted the second temptation. So the tempter had one more idea and took Jesus up to the highest mountain and said, "Look around as far as you can see and imagine all the kingdoms of this world. Imagine how great you could feel if you could be above all these kingdoms. I could give you this. All you have to do is worship me." And Jesus said, "I know who you are. I know you're trying to trap me. I know you're trying to trick me into doing what's wrong. But I have my heart and mind and soul and strength set on loving and serving God, loving and serving God alone." And so Jesus resisted the third temptation. The tempter had to give up and go away. And then the angels did come to care for Jesus and bring him food. And after that, he was ready to return to where the people lived in the towns and cities and villages. And he began to call disciples to follow him and learn about God's way. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Madison, can you reach Gracie? Dear God, we thank you so much for sending Jesus to be with us. And we ask that you help us remember always to draw on Jesus' strength in those times when we need to remember to say no to things that would be bad for us, in times that we need to remember how to follow in your way. Amen.